The Rise and Grind Morning Show is on.
419 The Grind.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace, and next these
nigga.
Might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these
nigga.
Who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Catholic need a Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single doll, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
If you don't mind, we just want to tell you about our God. You see, the God that we serve is a mighty God, and he can do anything. Come on, let's tell him.
He's a God who rules. He's a God who reigns.
Oh, yes.
He's a God
who can do anything. God who heals.
He's a God who saves. He's a God
whom I worship. And if he can't do it, it can't be done. And if he said it,
it shall be done.
He's a God who heals.
God who heals.
Oh, yes, he is.
He's a God
who says
he's a God.
My worship,
my worship.
Hey, oh, hey,
Rise and Grind Morning Show.
Man. Get ready. Welcome to the Rise and Grind Morning Show. Shay K, Clyde Green, and Jay. Shay is out, obviously.
And we are here. Obviously. What's up? Good morning, y'all. Sorry, we was taking pictures. Happy Rise and Grind Morning Show.
Jesse ain't want to be in our pictures.
Shout out to our sponsors, Hotbox. Mud City Entertainment.
Yep.
J. Russ Jennings. Sasha Denise.
Sasha.
UW Lucas County.
Hey, Freedom.
Sawan and Sawan.
The People's Champ.
Social Butterfly.
Hey, Miss Carter.
O. Henry's Kitchen on Wheels.
Rolling.
Little Tots Transportation.
Skirt.
Beep, beep.
Hey.
A Servant's Heart.
Is there a heart? Oh, go on. Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up.
Healthy Spot Nutrition.
Hit the spot.
Purple Hearts.
Purple Rain.
Gang Gang.
Miss D's Kitchen.
Chicken Wings and Things.
Dr. Shiva Billions.
Make it rain. Make it rain.
And Mud Made.
Get 20% off at, what is it, mudmade.com?
Yep, go to mudmade.com. Use promo code 409GRIND and get 20% off the entire site.
Pretty much.
Is it ending for that?
Yep, at the end of the month.
At the end of the month?
So January 1st, yep.
Okay, so still got a couple more days. Well, go ahead and take advantage of that, especially with the holiday season. It's going to be some...
You got 2 weeks.
Christmas gifts.
Support your local people. Get you some good Christmas gifts.
If you would like to become a sponsor of the Rise and Grind Morning Show, send your info to Rise.
And Grind.
At the 419grind.com, and you can become a sponsor of our show.
For sure. What's up? Happy holidays, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Gotta get in the Christmas spirit a little bit.
Up here.
What's up, Jesse?
Like a Power Ranger.
Just chilling.
Chilling.
Doing the morning show.
Yeah.
Like every other day. Yeah. We do. Thankful Thursday.
Yeah.
So if you're thankful, tell us why you're thankful in the comments. Or give us a call at 877-419-1419. Yeah. But before we do that, are we thankful for traffic and weather?
Yeah, the weather. Are you thankful for that cool breeze this morning?
Warm breeze.
It's warm breeze, yeah. As of right now, it's 57 degrees.
Mine says 61.
Oh, shit. Well, it's supposed to be 61 about 1 o'clock. It gives you time increment. But it feels like it's 60-something out there now. It feels real nice. Traffic was pretty good coming up 75 and on the streets. No accidents reported. I think we're good to go on that note. It is supposed to be some rain later on today, about a 53% chance of rain. So cover up them lace fronts and they don't get wet.
That's right. Keep it tight. So Saturday, it says an 80% chance for snow.
For snow?
About time. Mm. A white Christmas.
It'll be melted before Christmas. That's what I think. Anyway.
It'll be what?
I want snow.
It'll be melted before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But the temperature's supposed to stay... Let's see. Christmas is what, Thursday?
Move the mic up closer to. There you go.
Sorry.
What the, I don't know.
It's supposed to be next Thursday. Oh, well, I guess it don't get me that far. Whatever. All I know is I want some snow for Christmas. What about y'all?
I don't care about snow.
Man, you don't want to shovel that shit.
Nah, I don't care about shoveling the snow. It's a good workout. It's just snow, period. It's slushy outside, and people don't know how to drive. Shout out to our viewers. We got Charlie Numbers on the live. You got Donetta Carter.
Hey, Ms.
Erica
Carter.
Livingston.
Hey.
Jen Coffee.
Hey, Jen.
Mama Riley. Raquel Brown. DJ Big Trav. What up, though?
What's up, Trav?
Donetta Carter says she's living her life like she's golden.
Hey, that's what's up. You only get one life. Yeah, I only get one life. Live it up to the fullest.
So today's on the agenda, we got Tracy the Rare Breed, and I don't know if he's bringing somebody with him to talk about ducking for donations. So
alrighty.
That's coming up Sunday. We still got this box over here for the Elite Creations Toy Drive. Put your toys in there.
Yeah.
We got some toys in there. There's like a Barbie doll and some trucks. What else is in there?
Put a PS5 in there.
Yeah, that ain't for the kids. Good morning, Jason.
Man, so shout out to the Family Dollar on Cherry. The sign says they open at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't open at 8 o'clock. They opened like at 8:10. Like, what's up with that?
I mean, in the sign, in the hood, it means 8-ish.
Man, can't be on CP time running the business like that. Like, I was mad as hell. This lady was knocking on the door.
Well, shout out to the Dollar Store in Sylvania that was open on time.
They opened at 8?
Yeah.
Which one? Sylvania and Douglas?
Yeah, by the AutoZone in that plaza.
Man.
Good morning, Nairi.
I went to the one. That's the sister. Hi.
That's her boss, huh?
Yeah, it was her boss. Yep.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And Sid and DJ Impress.
All of them.
And Big Lou and his wife.
Hello, 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 everybody.
Mama Riley says, I'm thankful for all of my 64 years, good, bad, and ugly.
Yes.
Is this your birthday, Mama Riley? Or are you just saying you're thankful for 64 years? Because if it's your birthday, we'll give you a birthday shout out.
Yeah. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to all the people who... you know what? He tried to avoid this. But happy birthday to Bay. Charlie Numbers, whose birthday was December 14th. He tried to not say anything. He said, I didn't want to put the shine on me.
Right.
Man, it's your birthday. You got to celebrate. Right. Happy birthday.
It's your day.
How old are you, like 40?
Nah, I think like
100. 100. Nah. Bungalow, what up, bro?
What up, Bungalow?
Chilling in the building.
So, Oh, shout out to Steph Curry. He broke the... I know we ain't going to training topics yet, but shout out to Steph Curry. He broke the record for most three-pointers in the career.
Yeah. Surpassing Ray Allen, huh?
Yep. He surpassed Ray Allen. 51. Woo!
That's
wow, nice. You don't look 51, bro.
Ain't no 51.
Black don't crack.
Oh man.
All right. So, well, we're gonna get into training topics. Oh, that is not it.
I am looking.
It's trending topics in Toledo on the Rise and Grind Morning Show.
Wow.
Jason, they always do that. They always stop the game when they make those big accomplishments. They did it for LeBron when he passed somebody to be his scoring leader for whatever. Shout out to everybody on the live today. We got Salora. She said, nice shades. Jay Davis, good morning.
Hey.
Charlie Numbers, happy birthday. Jason Coleman. Mama Riley.
Travis Grant.
Travis Grant. You got Bungalow. Anybody else on the live? Say something so we can say good morning to you.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Throw a wave at us.
Throw a wave at us. Send us some stars. Yeah. We get the money for the stars. I didn't know. Yeah, they always do that, Jason. It's
I think it costs us 10 stars, too, though.
Huh?
I think you get like a certain amount of free stars, and then it costs us 10 stars.
It costs us 10, but we get the money for it. Yeah. So send them away.
Awesome.
Juan Salazar, what's up?
Y'all know Life Jennings and Chrisette Michelle going to be in Detroit today?
I did not know that.
Yes. I believe the show starts at 7 or 8, I believe. Is that the soundboard?
Good morning to Lisa Moore. Victoria Nichols, hey.
Ooh,
Charlie Nevers said go back to Steph right quick.
Oh, well, then, I don't know nothing about basketball. So
yeah.
He said he did that in way less games.
Way less games, yeah, he did.
But how many games less?
I don't know, but he only did it in 10 years. Ray Allen played at least 17 years.
Right.
So at least 7 years of games that he, He only did it. I think it was 10 years.
And I think Steph's three-pointers was farther back than Ray's.
Most of them. Yeah. But they shoot more three-pointers than they did before. Yeah. That's all he shoots is three-pointers most of the time.
Yeah.
So shout out to the best shooter ever, Steph Curry. I don't think anybody will ever catch him or pass him. So that's what's up. He said 500 plus. Woo.
Games.
Ray Allen played 500 plus more games. That's crazy.
That's like 6-7 seasons, huh?
Yeah.
So is it like a Hall of Fame type situation for that?
Oh,
he's going to the Hall of Fame, yeah. As soon as he retires, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Like
it won't take long for him.
Nah, he changed the whole game of basketball. Like, more people are shooting threes than ever just because
even
of him.
Even big men, like seven-footers.
Yeah. Dude. And shooting more further out than what they, Yeah. Shout out to Kashi J. We got on Kashi J shirts today.
Shout out Shout out to him.
Kruger season.
I ain't get one, so I feel left out. Oh, I did? I got one?
Yeah, he brought the wrong size.
Oh, shoot.
He brought me the wrong size.
What, so medium?
He bought me, no, he bought me a 3X for some reason.
What?
You
trying to say I wear a
3X? No, he brought me a
3X. Okay, I was about to say, hold on.
He brought the wrong size. Yeah, we got Kashi J.
Kruger season, go stream that.
Yeah, the video we played yesterday was pretty dope.
Yeah,
seen that. Yeah. I liked it.
It's kind of a delay, Salora, so.
Man, I don't know this morning. How y'all doing this morning? Anybody got any funny Christmas shopping stories or anything out there to talk about? Mm-mm. It is the holiday season.
Man.
Anybody fighting with no dolls or nothing? I guess you don't got to. You just order it, huh?
Fight for them? No. I mean, they still fight for them in the stores. Yeah. Especially, I don't know what happened on Black Friday. I didn't go out. I do most of my shopping online anyway.
A lot of people do.
I ain't heard nothing about Black Friday. Mm-mm. So a lot of people probably didn't even do it this year.
A lot of people do it online.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier, a lot more convenient. You know, you have to worry about the traffic or the...
Right, less stressful.
Yeah.
I did go out to Walmart, though. But it was like late in the afternoon, like about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Walmart was kind of ghost. Like, it really wasn't a whole lot of people there, which was shocking.
Well, they really don't got nothing. I mean, they got stuff, but it's really
not nothing special.
Nothing special, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I'm sure they had some deals or whatever, but
not really. I didn't really pay attention to the deals. I actually did good. I went in for one thing, got it, and left.
That's hard to do at Walmart.
That was a first for me. I never do that.
No Christmas shopping this way. Only money, only. I should do that too. My daughter's 16 years old. I don't know what to buy her. Up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a gift. It's a thought. It could be anything.
I'll get a couple of dollars.
So it could be anything. So if I got you a fruitcake, you'd be all right?
If that's what you thought about giving me for Christmas, yes, I would be all right with
it. What did she say?
If that's what you thought about giving me for Christmas. Because I hate when people say, what you want for Christmas? If I tell you what I want, it ain't a gift. A gift comes from the heart.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So if you were thinking about, maybe here I want a fruitcake.
Okay. You mad about that?
Sometimes I do.
I'm over here like,
I don't ask me what I want for Christmas.
What you want for Christmas?
If you know
what?
Right.
Don't offend me like that.
Right.
Don't ask me that.
What you want to get me for Christmas?
That was all wrong. Yeah, no, I want to tell people what I want so I can get what I want.
So if you make a list? Like,
A gift comes from the heart, right? It's you get a gift. And they said it's a thought that counts. So the person was thinking enough about me to give me a gift. If it was a dollar gift, I appreciate it.
But they was thinking enough about you to ask you what you wanted so that you can be happy with the gift getting you.
It's not no gift if I tell you what I want and you go get it from me.
It is.
That's not a gift.
I would be gifted if somebody's like, I got you some tickets and, you know, all expense paid to Italy. That is one hell of a gift. Thank you. I'm happy.
I would feel so good if they did that without asking if that's what I wanted.
But how do they know if they don't ask you
who wouldn't want to go to Italy?
Well, if somebody gets you something that you don't like.
Right.
That's what they thought about me. I appreciate the gift.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't know. I appreciate the gift. Like, I might not ever use it.
What if somebody bought you some deodorant?
I might re-gift it.
What if somebody bought you some deodorant?
Thank you. I don't got men's sets for Christmas. They tell us the dollar.
That's true.
What if it wasn't a man's set? It was just one, two, one stick.
Maybe somebody want to smell that on me.
Okay. Hey, man, you need some deodorant. Here you go.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
I use it one day. I need it one day.
Right. You're going to run out of your own.
Get these Tic Tacs.
Thank you.
He said, well, if you hate Italy and somebody give you some Italy tickets.
I ain't never been to Italy. I can't hate it.
Mm. That's Jason said that in the comments.
Man, listen.
She said, that's whack regifting. Man, people regift all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You might not know it.
Juan Salazar said, give me weed and a lottery ticket. Oh, okay.
Now that's what's
up. All right, hood gifts.
You know what? That's actually a good gift for my little brother. Good
okay, I'm
gift.
Sorry, Charlie Numbers. I'm sorry. Regifting is wrong.
No, it's not.
No, you just won a prize. So that's basically regifting. Right?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, maybe. He tried to sweeten it. Nope.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
But as long as the person that you re-gift don't have like connection with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get you this shirt and somebody got me this shirt and I give it to you as a re-gift. Mm-hmm. And let's say Jesse gave it to me and he see you in it. He gonna be like, for real?
Well, what if Jesse got me that deodorant but ain't the kind I use, but this other person use it. And somebody got this for me, but I don't use it, but there you go.
Deodorant is easy because, I mean, it's more than just that one too. I'm talking about like something
I'm not gonna re-gift a sweater to somebody that somebody got me or something.
I've done
unless
that
I couldn't fit it.
I've done that know. Before. She ain't know the difference. I done been re-gifted a few times.
You ever re-gifted?
I don't think so. I don't think it's appropriate. I mean, it depends. I don't know. I've never re-gifted.
I mean, I would re-gift, but I can't. I don't know if I have. I can't recall if I have re-gifted. But I appreciate the gifts I get.
Yep. I can feel
somebody got me some toothpicks one time.
Toothpicks, though?
Not for Christmas, but they just...
Oh, as a gift?
Just, yeah, I was thinking about
those. But they open?
No, they was from, like, you know, the ones that been saved a lot in the checkout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's
were
crazy.
Were they colorful toothpicks?
No, just regular
toothpicks? And a little...
And a little thing, yeah.
Huh.
Re-gifts.
What did you say?
Thank you.
Did you use
them? Just thankful for that?
Yeah, toothpicks are convenient. You ever eat and drive something stuck in your teeth? You don't got a toothpick and you trying to dry it up?
Toothpicks don't work for me. I got to use floss. That toothpick stuff. I be scared it's going to get stuck in my tooth.
The toothpick? The wood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I got the plastic ones now.
I like them little daddies.
Yeah. The plastic ones?
Yeah, you know, you can't chew on them like the regular toothpick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you do. When the toothpick get dull, you start to chew on it.
Yeah.
That used to scare me. I used to think that somebody was going to, like, swallow it and choke on it. Like,
no, you can control it. People not control the toothpick.
Man, I know old dude with the toothpick.
He be talking all day with that toothpick in the side of his mouth.
He's
moving around. He just...
Old school cash.
Then he stop, pull it out... Pick his teeth with it, go back, put it right back in there, go to talk. Do something like that.
Wait a minute. What did you say? She said, I got re-gifted and found a funeral pamphlet.
Oh, what the of heck?
Wow. That's
y'all two toothpicks, Jason.
No, he about to get you some toothpicks.
Hold on. Somebody said, I'll give it away as a prize in my show.
We've done that before.
Yeah. What do you do with a gift that somebody gets you and you don't want?
You re-gift it.
But they say it's wrong.
I mean,
that ain't wrong. They
don't
probably done some stuff. Quit
I don't think it's wrong.
It ain't wrong.
I was just playing. I don't think it's wrong.
Would it be wrong if I took it and donated it to a toy drive or something? Or to
no.
a gift drive?
No.
Is that better than re-gifting?
That's better than re-gifting, though.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Like, you give it away. Like, I've given away a lot of stuff. I probably shouldn't have given away, but I gave away a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like that thing.
What thing?
The DJ thing.
Oh.
It's better to give than receive.
It is.
Yeah, sometimes.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why is that a term?
Because I guess if you give somebody something, I guess the feeling to bring joy to somebody.
Mm.
I think somebody came up with that shit because it's better to give to receive, so give me $20. It's better to give than to receive. Oh.
That's what Ezell said to Smokey on Friday.
For sure. But I don't know. It just depends. People use it in different ways.
People try to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
What's the worst gift y'all have ever gotten?
Well, you know, I'm be all sentimental.
Were you, like, did you act like you were thankful for it? Like, did you have to act like you liked the gift when they give it to you?
You said the best gift or the worst gift?
The worst gift.
The worst gift, I would say a ring.
A ring?
Yeah.
Engagement ring?
Yeah. That shit was fake as hell. And I just kind of looked at it like, thank you. I had to walk away like, But, yeah, that was a pretty fucked up gift, I think. I mean, put more effort into it. But
Okay. I think the worst gift I've gotten was from my grandmother. Jason can contest to this. No. It was a big bag of hard candy.
Ooh.
Was it that old school? The multicolored? It was
Christmas hard candy. She bought a big garbage bag full of Christmas hard candy for Christmas one year. It was the worst gift I've ever.
It didn't have no goo in the middle or nothing?
No. It was hard throughout.
But it looked like it was supposed to have goo in the middle and it never got there?
I don't know. But what happened was the candy was clunked. Some of the candy was clunked all together. It was clunked all together. So it was like it was
a jawbreaker.
We ate some. No, it wasn't even a jawbreaker. It was just it was like it was dusty.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Dusty.
Like the candy. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's that type of candy. It can last you like all damn day. You put it in and then put it back in the wrapper.
That's the kind of candy they put in the cookie tin.
That's that old school.
You couldn't put it in your purse because it didn't have no wrappers on it.
It didn't have no wrappers. Why did candy come without wrappers? That's what I understand.
They're supposed to be going to candy bowl.
Yeah. Mm. Loose, hard candy, yeah.
Don't say it like that, just.
Jason said it in the comments.
Loose, hard candy.
Loose, hard candy.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you my worst. My worst gift is I got some cologne. What?
What a flavor. Dusty candy.
I got some cologne that was inspired by
By what?
That was inspired by the name brand cologne.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
That dollar shit.
Fake cologne.
It's got a real pungent smell to it. It's real sharp.
Yeah.
Real sharp smell
to it.
It smells
nothing like
it's supposed to smell at all. It's like it's a bunch of alcohol.
Yeah, strong
alcohol.
It's aggressive.
To axe.
It's aggressive.
That's what them teenage. Oh my God.
Bod.
Bod is worse than axe.
I'm telling you, man.
Came up with that shit.
I think I got bod for Christmas one year.
No, that's
from somebody. That's it may be one of my kids, some just, you know, dollar store type of cologne.
Tony got her guy friend some bod for a stocking stuff one year. We cracked up about it.
Why'd she do that? She didn't know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking about some, it's bod. Like it was cool. Like you remember when bod came out in the 90s? Like, remember, not, when it was hot?
I don't think it was ever hot.
She still think it's cool like that, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it
she's
was.
She's like, it's bod. I'm like, well, Tony, you don't get this.
Bod. Body.
We should do like a contest or something. The worst gift contest.
Not
here.
I think
my family.
Cheap cologne is the worst gift.
Cheap cologne is the worst gift.
Yeah, you can't buy nobody.
Hey, did you wear that cologne I bought you?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Like, Myers, I didn't remember that to you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Detolet water. It smells just like toilet water, too.
Said, if you got kids, you definitely got some bod.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think my son and my daughter bought me some bod one year. Thanks, kids. Appreciate it. Appreciate the thought. It's a thought that counts.
I had to explain to Stacey that, you know, you can't just spray that. You can't just get up and spray that and call it a day.
No, that's not a shower.
You're right.
It's not a shower in a bottle.
It's not a replacement.
Teenage boys use that as shower in
the
bottle.
Because my 11-year-old, I'd be really choking him.
But in the commercial, that's what I see them do. They just take a shirt off and relax. Like, that's cool.
They spray it and walk into it.
Right. Then it's for your body. It's not for your clothes.
Man, what is that about teenage boys? Like, boys not wanting to shower and shit. Is that a normal thing?
Take up too much time,
hell no. So how can you
stop
that?
They learn their natural pheromones and their smells.
Bad.
It's interesting. And hold on, it ain't just little boys. Because I had to get on my daughter, too, a little bit late.
Oh, okay. I thought you was about to say it's grown men, too. Like, oh, hell
no. Well, you know. I'm pretty sure, but I'm just saying, like, You gotta teach your kids how to clean properly.
Yeah.
You gotta teach them now. You know, I tell my son that's your ass. Spread your cheeks, let the water get in there and clean that motherfucker out.
Man.
Like, you know, there ain't no wrong. Get to clean yourself up. Never know what kind of situation you're gonna be in.
Man. You don't wanna be in no shitty situation.
I'm telling you, your friends will talk about you bad.
Just nasty.
Right.
Right.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, men grow out of it, especially when you're caught slipping. You be the female friend and she ready and you know you ain't clean them things. You like,
what? Charlie Number said he wear the cheap stuff to the airport. He said he wear it to the airport so he can get the window seat.
Right. I guess.
Yeah, I don't want to sit by him. Work. He's too strong.
Look, you might get one of them little old ladies organic. That be like, hey, baby.
They don't care now, Charlie. They got their mask on.
You can still smell through that mask.
Man.
Probably smell worse through the mask.
Yeah, because the scent sticks to the mask.
Yeah, and then it filter out some of the chemicals that's supposed to help it smell good. Mm-hmm. So now it doesn't change the smell. Your nose irritated under the mask.
Man, you take
that. But you don't want to show your nose irritated because then they're going to think you got COVID.
Yeah.
Cheap cologne is bad.
Can't be coughing and sneezing.
Cheap cologne is bad. Don't give nobody cheap cologne. I'm sorry.
Bod.
Yeah, y'all done seen that bottle at the dollar store right there in the corner when you turn. The little quick shot for your car. You're supposed to hit it right quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So y'all got your stuff wrapped up?
Wrapped?
Y'all giving money? Yeah.
You can't wrap money.
Yes, you can. Put it in a box.
I ain't even got nothing yet.
Or you just gonna just pull out the wallet and just hand it to them.
Yeah. Count it out like one, two, three.
Flip it over.
Four. How old are you? Five, six. No,
all in 20s. Hundreds.
My grandfather used to give his kids money. My uncle, like but he had a jar of money and change. Mm-hmm. Real talk, and they would all sit around him at Christmas time around a chair.
He would count the money out to him?
No, he would throw the money and watch him fight for it.
What?
If anybody know my family or know my grandfather did that.
Man, I wish I was there. I'd be putting people ahead.
It got serious.
I bet it did.
That's what he liked to do.
He used to throw the money. They used to like
scramble for it.
Oh, that's not
cool. That shit was entertaining.
That's like the Django.
Huh?
I mean, they do it with candy. Hitting the pinata and all the kids.
I tell you what, they look forward to it every year. They look forward to that part of Christmas.
Wow. Yeah,
I bet that'll be fun. See how many black eyes and busted noses we get this year.
Crazy. Well,
trending
topics. You got trending topics?
That's what we were supposed to be doing.
Man,
I was.
Went all the way out. Well, any new edition fans out there?
You did play the trending topics and everything.
I'm
sorry, I missed it.
New edition announces nationwide tour with Charlie Wilson and Jodeci coming in 2022. I want to go to that.
Where is it going to be? Coming to Detroit? I know they're coming to Toledo. They got to come to Detroit.
They got to. I don't see it on here. I'm sure Ticketmaster. They got it.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. It is. It started Tuesday, December.
December 14th. Oh, they already on sale.
Yes.
Yep. They went on sale Tuesday at 10 a.m. That's what's up. They probably gone by now. I know Miss Carter going. She go to everything.
She said Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah, see, I ain't even had to look on there to know she got
VIP at Little Caesar.
That's what's up.
Want to hear something funny? Bow Wow demands to be honored at 2022 BET Hip Hop Awards. Go look up my stats.
Man, if you don't get out of here.
He want to get honored?
Yeah.
Like a lifetime achievement award? Right.
You're not supposed to ask to get
honored. Just like you're not supposed to ask for a Christmas gift.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Man, y'all better honor me.
Right.
No. I don't think so, Bow Wow.
That's the best way to.
I mean, but to be honest, he's got a long catalog of songs and stuff he's done for years and movies and whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure he deserves some kind of recognition, but don't ask for it.
Right. That's what makes it so.
Yeah, that's weird. That's
your time coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we know he did make a little mark in hip hop with the little.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, you just can't tell nobody to honor you.
Right.
Hey, y'all better honor me.
Question.
If not, what?
Lil Bow Wow and Lil Mama related. They look just like. Man, they look like sister and brother. Maybe. Or could it be the same person?
Probably the same person.
In the industry, you never know.
Man. Yeah. I want to know. Bow Wow. They look just alike. That's some creepy shit.
When he had his hair pressed down and his... And his lip gloss was popping in his videos.
His lip gloss was
popping.
His lil' gloss was popping?
Yeah, lil' Bow Wow lip gloss was popping.
That Bow Wow has some sexy lips in that video.
But you know, that's the thing about kid stars too that come up like that. Like, you come into the rap game and the rap game changed to so hardcore. Like, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah, what are you going to talk about now?
All his songs was about love, breaking up with all the chicks that he dealt with. He was crying.
Yeah, when is the last time he made some music, though?
He said he got a mixtape.
Mixtape.
Bow Wow got a mixtape?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to hear nothing Bow Wow got to say.
Well, damn, why?
What are you going to say to me? I mean, you're a cool dude, but I'm not going to pop in a Bow Wow tape. Like,
I thought he gave
Bow Wow.
You don't put Bow Wow on your playlist? I ain't got no Bow Wow on my playlist. Like I do have Bow Wow in one of my playlists, in my basketball playlist.
That one.
But yeah, basketball. With Jermaine Dupri. That's it.
I don't even got the Welcome to Atlanta remix when he was on it.
Oh, you don't?
I don't got nothing with Bow Wow on it.
Yeah, I got that in my Atlanta remix, Atlanta playlist.
Even the song I'm a Flirt is R. Kelly and T-Pain. It ain't even the Bow Wow version.
Yeah, well, I ain't know Bow Wow did a version to that.
Yeah, and R. Kelly and T-Pain totally took it away from me.
Wow. Man, listen.
You cool dude, but I watch you on Love & Hip Hop, Bow Wow. You know, that's cool. And the lottery ticket was good, and Roll Bounce, you know, I ain't like the way you talked to dad, but, you know,
it was a good movie. Bow Wow and Sierra. Bow Wow and Sierra got a song together?
Yeah, with that new edition.
I mean, they were dating, weren't they?
Oh. Yeah. I know they were dating, but I didn't know they had a song together. She'll play it when I'm in the mood. Okay.
Yeah, Future grabbed her up from Bow Wow real quick.
Sid says 0 minutes, 0 seconds of Bow Wow for me.
Sid, what you gonna do if somebody come to the booth like and you play some Bow Wow?
Hey, put some of that Bow Wow.
I got you.
Call security. Hey, get him out of here.
Man.
Trying to start a fight in here. That's exciting. Nobody hear no Bow Wow. What
is this stuff? Dr. Dre dropped 6 new songs featuring Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and Anderson .Paak. Phone Tripping, Busta Rhymes, all of them. Okay.
Well, you got an album coming out?
I'm trying to read.
I saw he was doing some work with Marsha Ambrosia. Mm-hmm. That was collabing.
Well, she worked on his last album that he did, yeah. Compton. So yeah.
The tunes are destined.
And Anderson .Paak did.
It's destined for a new GTA Online expansion.
Oh, okay.
So that's what that's about.
Y'all know Bow Wow from Ohio, right?
Yeah, Reynoldsburg.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shout to
Bow Wow.
Poor Bow Wow. Artists and stuff from Ohio.
I know he got to be mad for picking that stage name. Lil Bow Wow. I think Jermaine did that for him.
Right.
Lil Puppy.
This is not even Bow Wow's ever requested song.
Dang.
Sorry, Bow Wow.
Going in on Bow Wow.
I mean,
he's a musical genius.
Yeah, he was cool for his time. But I think Chris Cross get more spins than Bow Wow still.
Yeah,
that make you jump.
No, yeah, but they play that throughout like stadiums and like
everywhere.
Yeah, so they get money. Well, they were getting money for that.
What the label?
You don't hear Little Bow Wow. You just up
there. So what? Yeah, what kind of.
Right, Snoop did give him his name. Because he was in the He was in the Gin and Juice video on the couch with the kid.
But what kind of event or what kind of scenario would you imagine somebody saying, hey, we need to play this Bow Wow song to get the mood right?
The kids party.
No.
Because kids ain't listening to Bow Wow.
Kids don't know about Bow Wow. That's why. Maybe Bow Wow should remaster and reintroduce his songs for the kids now.
Hey, you probably
see what happens.
You probably play Bow Wow at like a daycare reunion or like a kindergarten reunion.
Daycare reunion.
What song though? Can you name one Bow Wow song besides the you know basketball and the Welcome to Atlanta that he did with other people?
No,
I can't.
I'm gonna turn my head on that one.
No?
Not offhand, but I ain't good at naming it.
We can't say Poor Bow Wow then.
I don't know. I don't remember the song. I barely remember the video. I just remember.
What video? I remember him. I remember a video of him with long clothes on.
Yeah, and his hair
was too big of a clothes on. Yeah.
Too big of a clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't know the song, though.
Yeah, I don't
know. You should play some.
Shout out to Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Streaming on all platforms. Go check it out. Apple Music, Spotify, iHeart.
Go support.
Go support Bow Wow. Get that man some money.
Please.
He get money from acting.
I'm sure he do.
He got some real.
He said, that's a feature. He said, out of my system with T-Pain. He's got T-Pain with him.
I told you what it's about a chick he crying about.
Him and Sierra. What about Bow Wow by himself? Any Bow Wow songs by himself? If anybody can name a Bow Wow song by himself without looking it up, I will give you a prize. And he just walked into the building.
You know a Bow Wow song by himself?
Don't reach for that phone. Like, I don't know.
Can't reach for the phone.
I can't even have one.
Come sit down. Have a conversation with us about Bow Wow.
Bow Wow song? That's just him?
Yep.
I remember the video.
Everybody remember the video. Fresh as I'm is. Okay.
Precious Lamez. Oh, okay.
Really?
I gotta think too hard.
That's what. That's the name of the song.
I don't even remember.
Precious Lamez. That. I think. That, okay, Eric. I remember that.
Oh,
that
she, was cool. She looked that up.
But that was an alright Bible. I might listen to that song. Mm. You ain't Precious Lamez.
I don't know.
That was. But he sounded too much like Jaquan.
You on his way?
Charlie Nevers are not playing it.
Just rude. Just rude.
What's up, man?
What's up? Hey. How you doing? Oh, he did it.
Told you it was coming.
Hey, it's gone.
What's up, Jesse?
Sir?
That's cool.
That's Tracy. Yeah. That's how you come in the building. Ooh. She's exotic. What? She said, best she didn't look it up. She a Bow Wow fan out here.
That's messed up.
She be making them burritos with that.
Listen to Bow Wow.
Little Bow Wow. It's just down to.
Wow.
That's she put that little Bow Wow up on it, huh? What's up, Trey?
What's up?
How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. It's always good when you're good.
Yeah, I'm always good.
That's what's up.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I'm good.
That's a good percentage.
Huh?
That's a good percentage.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah, that other 10%.
Yeah, sometimes it get to you.
Yeah, the moments.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah. Only moments. I have bad moments, not bad days.
Hell yeah. Get aggressive with me.
It's kind of heavy. I don't know. Yeah, it's been stuck. Anybody been using it?
That's crazy. What's up?
Oh, wow. What's up? Did it break or something?
I feel so bad.
Ah, they broke. So I'm going to just be like this.
She's a mean one.
Mrs. Grinch.
Why don't you put these daddies on?
I did, but them ain't Christmassy.
Sorry, you got the little things on you.
Hey, so
I forgot the month.
I really don't want. I don't want to take a break, but
why not?
Because.
Oh, we're gonna take a break.
I mean, everybody, we talking.
She want her prize. Your prize is a fruit cup.
Who said that?
Packed with mandarin
oranges. I got a prize for you. It is a. What is it called? This thing right here.
Presto cool
air fryer crock pot. What is that?
It's a deep fryer, a Presto deep fryer. It's all yours, Erica. All you do is come to the studio and pick it up.
Right.
Erica,
it's got oil in it and everything.
Y'all ready for the right chicken and all that?
Is the oil used?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fish grease in there.
Pre-used oil. That's all yours.
Yeah.
If the price is right.
Incredible.
I'm going to fry some chicken in that fish grease. Don't do it.
What she frying in them egg rolls, right?
Yep, egg rolls.
Incredible.
You gotta turn the volume down.
My bad.
Yeah, he's on. All right, there you go.
What volume?
That's what you do now. Then you got your little remote to
kind of
control it.
That is a real prize.
See that joint?
It's got to be cleaned out.
See that?
What you say? I'll be using the bot.
So ain't nobody using that mic.
Nah.
Charlotte numbers.
Oh, wait.
I look like CeeLo Green.
Dang.
we got to take a quick break, y'all. Don't go anywhere. We know y'all having fun. We having fun, so.
Jesse, I want one of them with Tracy got.
Go buy you one.
It's like $130.
Best Buy, $130.
I thought we put it on the company. Can somebody sponsor me one of these things, Tracy?
Go ahead and put it on the company and see what happens.
But Clyde, who?
Right.
Cold don't work at the door no more.
So, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Shout out to our sponsors, Hot Box. Mud City Entertainment,
yes,
J. Rush Jennings,
uh-huh.
Sasha Denise,
Sasha.
Umadop Lucas County,
Freedom,
Swan and Swan,
People's Champ,
The Social Butterfly,
and Miss Carter,
O. Henry's Kitchen on Wheels,
Rolling,
Little Tots Transportation,
Skirt.
I'm about to say the wheels on the bus.
A Servant's Heart.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up.
Healthy Spot Nutrition.
Hit the spot.
Purple Hearts.
Purple Rain.
Gang Gang.
Miss D's Kitchen.
Chicken Wings and Things.
Dr. Shiva Billions.
Make it rain. Make it rain.
And Mud Made.
Save 20%.
Oh, over off.
Get 20% off.
Over at mudmade.com. Get 20% off. Use the promo code 419GRIND.
All right. We'll be right back.
Gear. Hoodies, t-shirts, kids wear, headwear, and more. Use promo code 419GRIND to get 20% off the entire site. Visit them at mudmade.com. That's M-U-D-M-A-D-E.com.
My name is Robert Campbell. I'm the CEO and director of A Servant's Heart here in Toledo, Ohio, serving Lucas County. We're an agency that specializes in servicing individuals with developmental disabilities. So if you yourself, if your loved one, or if you even have a friend or just know someone who is in need of services, quality services with care, then give us a call. Our phone number is 419-214-1162. We look forward to serving our community one individual at a time from the heart.
Tots Transport offers specialized services for transportation for children with special needs. We offer services for children on the autism spectrum with fetal alcohol syndrome and ADHD and other services. If you would like to find out more information, you can give us a call at 419-944-8996 or look up our website, littletotstransport.com.
Welcome back.
It's amazing. 419 Grind Podcast and Rising Grind Morning Show. JK, Clyde Green, and Jay. We have Patila and Tracy in the building. It's amazing. What's wrong with your phone?
What's up?
There you go.
Turn me down.
Oh, my bad.
It's all good.
All right.
Now, I want to re-gift the mic stand. That's a nice gift. That was to be something you're thinking about.
Who said that?
Charlie Numbers.
What did he say?
He said he was going to give me a mic stand, but he think I re-gift it.
Somebody always calling me at the wrong time.
Charlie.
You going to answer?
I got you.
That's my stuff.
I got you. Hello?
This is a first. Let me go ahead and put the camera on Tracy.
He's live on the air.
Now.
He is live on the phone and on the air at the same time.
And this is a part of his day, every day.
Every day. This Tracy's a busy man.
It's some calls you just got to answer.
Yeah, that's true.
Some you got to answer.
Speaking of calls.
Pick up the phone, Dave.
What up, Gutter Dave?
What up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though? So we got Gutter Dave. We got Gutter Dave and we got Tracy the Rare Breed in the building. We talk about Dunking for Donations. The event is this Sunday.
Yeah, Scott. Yep.
What time?
So.
Doors open at 5. Yep, it's going to end like at 9.
So tell us about Dunking for Donations. The people that don't, everybody in Toledo should know about Dunking for Donations, but there are some people who aren't from Toledo.
It's all good.
That might be listening or, you know, might be here.
It's not hip.
Some people think you get dunked in a dunking tank.
Yeah,
so let's explain.
That's what I heard.
No way.
That's what I heard.
Let's just explain it.
It's not about no dunking tank. Go ahead, Dave.
I wish it was.
Man, for real, it's just pretty much about us people who make us influencers and us who thought leaders and people who trying to make a difference in our community come together and make it happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's pretty much the opportunity for the show that we could come together, you know, but. For the most part, we want to provide, you know, like toys and a Christmas for kids who don't got it. You know, it ain't their fault. You know what I'm saying? So we try to pick up the bill, man, and make it happen. Definitely. You know, and it's a us thing. It ain't never been a me and Tracy. It's always been a we the city thing. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's real commendable.
Yeah, Dave. I know you're not a sports fan. You know, but you basically just look at boxing and that's it. So what? Who came up with the dunking with the basketball part of it? And it couldn't be Tracy because Tracy's not a good. I mean, never mind.
Ooh. Hey, I ain't gonna hold you up, bro. Tracy like that. Tracy like basketball in the beginning of Dunking for Donations. He used to be like Jordan out there. I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro.
I just stopped playing, bro.
You stopped playing?
Hey, he used to show out in the beginning. He was like, yeah, it was my, like, it's my idea. I'm going to let y'all know because how I play. Yeah. He was out here.
I'm going to go back to playing basketball because it's good cardio.
Yeah, it's great cardio.
I just kind of stopped playing for real. But I'm.
You nice?
If I play for 2 days straight, I'll murder everybody.
I don't know about everybody.
Everybody.
Hey, no, y'all heard me say past tense, right?
Right.
this 10 years ago that I'm talking about right now. This is 10 years ago. It's been 12 years.
You don't lose it for 10 years ago.
No, you really don't.
Yeah, you don't lose it, Dave.
So what kind of donations would you guys be accepting?
Monetary, or people can bring gifts, like anything. I'm not quite sure. So we let Burger and Gary take care of it because we've been doing so much trying to make it happen. Like I still got to go pay the TPS and all that stuff. So getting sponsors and all that stuff has been keeping us pretty busy.
You got to deal with all the money.
Yeah.
Dang, that's loud.
Dang, Jesse don't care about our ears.
Mm-mm. Hello?
Don't.
What up, Gutter? Yeah, we had some, Buckeye had some technical issues here, so it kicked us off.
Jesse, you living on Buckeye?
I can't. Say what?
Yeah, we got a gang, man.
Say what?
They hating. I said, Buckeye,
the
gang. They hate.
Yeah, don't right. you like when I.
They wish they thought about Dunking for Donations.
Probably.
So, Tracy, everything you just said.
You got to say again.
Can you repeat that?
No, Dave, no.
No, not Dave. The whole thing dropped.
Oh, it dropped?
Yeah,
it dropped. Okay, pretty much. Dunking for Donations is going down this Sunday at Sky High School. It's kids free, and it's $5 for adults. So
what's the age of kids that's free?
Dave, are we going 18 and under or just 12?
18
and under free.
14 and under. Let's go 14 and under.
14 and under free. So y'all can pretty much bring y'all family and get in $5.
$5 ain't bad at all.
Not at all.
Ain't no excuses. It's a $5 donation. Bring them out.
Is it a mass requirements?
To your discretion.
Okay.
Yeah, to your discretion.
No max mandates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Though for those who can't make it too, we're gonna live stream streaming on the 419 grind.
What?
Yep.
What?
We gotta make sure we hit that cash up even more though. Hit it up before the game, during the game, after the game, all that, man.
Yeah, little, definitely. But if y'all can't make it, y'all hit the cash app.
What's the cash app?
D4D Charity. Yep, $D4D Charity. That's the letter, the number two. I mean, number four. I'm tripping.
So y'all gonna have like a little Dunkin' for Donations telethon on the 419 grind, huh?
Hey, we can.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
We'll bring the mics and everything. Yeah. It'll be nice.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
We might even do some play-by-play.
Yeah, that'd be nuts. Yeah, that'd be nuts. But
we're gonna be doing some cracking.
Listen, but our goal is to break. We gotta go crazy for the community this year, y'all. We gotta go crazy. A lot of y'all still got some of that leftover PPP money. So go ahead and donate some.
I don't know, Trey. People, they've been blowing
that. That shit was going a long time ago.
they've been starting this year.
Bro, I don't know.
I saw too many Challengers and Hellcats out there. So,
man, you know, just all them extra stimulus is come on.
Yeah. Well, I know they got some money. Some extra Christmas money, so.
Yeah, all them J's.
Child tax credit, that's what they got.
Them J's, they was paying $1,000 for a pair of Jordans. Come on.
Man. Christmas bonuses coming out, too.
Yeah.
It was going crazy for
them J's. Hold off on a pair of Grays and go ahead and bring some for the kids.
They already got them. Right.
Ain't been waiting on them.
They was paying $350 for them, Jordan.
Man, that's crazy.
Now the sign D4.
Who would ever thought shoes Charity. Would do that to Charity. Me?
Yeah.
Man, Jordan did.
It's been like that. It's been like that for a while, though.
Yeah.
I used to work at the mall, so I know. Like, it's crazy.
Well, Dave, appreciate you being on the line. We know you couldn't be in today because of, circumstances, but we appreciate you.
Tough. Good looking. I appreciate y'all always.
Yeah.
And y'all go view the interview with me and Dave did on my podcast. So it's a very nice conversation. Check it out. It's on our website, so. Check that out.
Yeah, it's buzzing too, man. It's buzzing. A lot of people have been talking to me about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you guys are hot stuff.
Huh?
You guys are hot stuff.
Dave, hot stuff. Yeah, he does a lot in the community.
Do his thing.
I'll just talk to people.
Yeah, that's my duty. That's my duty. The truth.
It was like, man, they said Jesse was getting that stuff up out of you. You was trying to be how you always be, not saying nothing. Jesse was getting it up out of you. Hey, that's what they're saying.
Hey, it's that conversation. It's that conversation. Yeah.
Dave, is there going to be media coverage, like one of the news stations or anything?
We about to send out a press kit today. Usually,
we don't
come.
Care about that. We want the 419 grinder.
Oh, that's what's up.
We need them all there, Dave.
There it is.
We need all the coverage. Don't say that. Yeah, we're going to hit them up, though. We're going to send out a press kit today.
All right.
Yeah, it's going down. So, everybody listening, tell your aunties, your uncles, bring your cousins, bring everybody out to Dunkin' for Donations this Sunday at Sky High School. Doors open at 5. It's going to be a great time.
Bring all love, no negative energy.
Yeah, all love.
Bring all love.
Yeah, shout out to all the sponsors. Shout out to Kenyatta for doing her thing. Shout out to Dave.
She's been working.
Shout out to everybody that's participating and donating. A lot of people donate. A lot of people showing love. Shout out to y'all, too. We'd like to thank y'all for coming out. Like, for real. Like, we truly appreciate y'all. Shout out to Dave. Like, he been doing this thing. Like, even when I'm down and I don't be feeling like doing it, he cussing me out or he be like, nah, man, I do it. You ain't got to do nothing. You don't booty do. So,
you got the booty do.
Yeah, it's my.
You don't booty do.
That's how he talked to me.
It be like that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm older than Dave, but he's truly an inspiration. That's my dude right there. So thank you, Dave.
Booty dude, that's an old time. That is, you get mad as fuck. Oh, booty dude.
Cussing me out, brother.
What'd you say, Dave?
I said much love. Y'all have a good morning.
You too, man. Be safe.
No, Dave, tell him you cussing me out like once every 2 weeks.
Got a day though, cuss.
Yeah, if you listen to it, we brothers, man. So it'd be like that.
Right.
You
know? Every other
and
week.
I'm a mission driven person. So if we ain't on mission, then I got to get us back on track.
Yeah,
and he the same way. Yeah, vice versa.
Yeah, we be on point though. We get the job done though. I tell you that much.
For sure, that's it. It's gonna get done for sure.
It get done. We're gonna argue a million times, but it's gonna be.
Hey, make a video while y'all there. Make a video telling people to come. Man, send it to me.
We got you.
All right, I got you, Dave. I gotta go to work.
All right.
All right.
All right.
You like saying that, huh?
Hell yeah.
You gotta go to work.
Yeah. Gotta let him know. Working
job. Yeah. Busy. That's what they're doing.
Right.
That's a great excuse. I gotta go to work.
No, that's a reason.
It's not an excuse, it's a reason. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Get me together then.
You know, I'm gonna learn you. I'm gonna learn you, Clyde. You know, us dark brothers gotta stick together.
I'm gonna learn you.
We ain't beefing, you know.
You ain't beefing today, huh?
Right, we ain't beefing today.
I never beef, dude.
I mess with you. Last time he was trying to out moisturize me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you just put on some sleeves, huh? Yeah, you know? Yeah, no. I ain't gonna compete with him today. I was just about to flash there.
From here on down, I'm right toe up.
Yeah, you know, we only put lotion on the spots you can see.
Right. All the way toe up, man.
My legs, man, I got those stockings. But you can't see that. You can see that.
You can feel it, though. Can't you feel it scrubbing against your jeans?
No, he don't know. That shit don't know. He don't know how I feel to be dark skinned. He don't know nothing about that.
Man. Stay over there. All right, look at y'all. All three of y'all.
Nah, it ain't all three.
Dark skinned.
Did you deny them?
No.
I'm
moisturized.
Where Young Chuck? When he
see the billions.
Who?
Young Chuck.
Young Chuck coming up here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. That's my dude.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, play some more music for y'all.
Hey,
Jason's in some songs, so I'm going to play those songs. So we'll be right back. Shout out to our sponsors, Hotbox. Mud City Entertainment,
yep.
J. Rush Jennings,
hey Rush,
Sasha Denise,
Sasha,
UNW Lucas County,
Freedom,
Swan and Swan,
The People's Champ,
The Social Butterfly,
hey Miss Carter,
O. Henry's Kitchen on Wheels,
Rolling.
Little Tots Transportation,
Skirt,
beep, beep.
A Servant's Heart.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up!
What'd you say? Stand up. It sounded like you said something else. All right.
Where we at? Healthy Spot Nutrition.
Spot.
Purple Hearts.
Purple Rain.
Gang Gang.
Miss D's Kitchen.
Chicken Wangs and Thangs.
Dr. Shiva Billions.
Make it rain.
And Mud Made.
Say, get 20% off of your purchase at mudmade.com.
Use the promo code 419GRIND.
All right. We'll be right back. So, Laura, you late again. Bye-bye.
You're listening to 419 Grind Podcast, Toledo's source for exclusive news in music, business, sports, and entertainment. Turn it up. Chill.
Sold out. Shit was popping last night.
Hey, you sure you want this fiend looking after the spot?
Well, fuck you, old grimace looking motherfucker. You ain't
okay,
no fucking
nigga,
fiend.
You can't take a fucking joke, nigga.
Man, fuck you.
Nigga,
man.
It's a fucking joke.
You know I ain't no fucking fiend. Come on, man. Fuck what he talking about, man. We're making a drop. Bobby or D-Love?
I'm doing my damn self.
Hey, you want me to come with you?
Nah.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, B?
Goddamn. Work it out about this spot quick, huh?
It's perfect. Where you can find this place at anyway?
Walk past it all the time in the record store.
You been smoking our shit till you passed out?
Oh, I wasn't smoking. I was just tired. Y'all got me working like fucking 48 hours straight.
You think this shit is a game, nigga? You think this shit is a game? Devon ain't here, so now you wanna smoke and shit, huh? No. Now you wanna smoke and shit? You wanna smoke some shit, nigga? Here you go, nigga.
Shoot, son, I'm sorry.
Sorry, my ass. Devon should have been got rid of your crack pitching ass, nigga.
I won't have it again, I promise.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
It's because of the spot. He's on his way to the hill.
Where? Bobby set up a joint on Osgood by that boarded up bodega.
I told you. It's about the location and it ain't about them having better shit.
They definitely ain't got better shit. Niggas know that Red Tops is this shit.
But, you know, things need their fix sooner than later. The fuck happened to your face?
Dennis.
Niggas like to play with fire, huh?
Nigga tote much more guns than roses. Foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully like the gooch disappear. Vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics. The shit is depressing, pathetic. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot. The flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm just kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
Word up, no rap to press your voice. Want to grab my dick?
You are now listening to the Rise and Grind Morning Show. Presented by 419 The Grind.
Treat them like they wanna be treated. You should treat them right.
Side because my offense is sort of slow. It doesn't pay to tell someone I love you, because in my vocab, I love you is a no-no. I think I'd given my feelings they show. I think I'd better not look back. I've been down a little too long, and now it's time that I get on track. So I must to mingle when I do flirt. I get off in it and tell the stories about my past, then that's when it hurts. But I need to find only a lonesome lady type who wants me for self. A woman who wants me because I'm father, not for the fame or for my wealth, so I can
show her how I feel.
Yeah, ladies, I'm not that picky, but being picky is just for self. I must protect what I respect, and that is me and not someone else. I've been mistreated up on the downhill. Back in the days I used to be strong. I used to flirt, hurt, kinda jerk. Get the cash, the sex, then I'm gone. But payback is a mother, and now I don't know who to trust, so I just tell me I'm lovely and cuddly, but I just don't understand why they wanna play with my feelings. But it won't happen again. Nah. I'll treat you how you treat me back in return. I'm not rude, no, I'm not stuck up, but my feelings are my main concern. So don't think that I'd give in, because now I know how to show my feelings when I get involved. I'll take it slow before I say, oh no, I'll treat you like you treat me. I'll be straight, loyal, and all. So don't take advantage of father, because I'll step walk but not crawl. So give me what you can give me, love, attention, a lot of respect. I don't ask for a whole lot, but I'm gone if you wanna step. That's why I like to take it slow, not rush, because I want more. But next time that I fall in love, you best I'll be sure. So ladies, now y'all know how I'm living, and y'all know what I'm about, and that's the end. So if you feel you can fit,
the Rise and Grind Morning Show is on 419 The Grind.
That's what they say. No. Welcome back to the Rise and Grind Morning Show. Shay K, Clyde Green, and Jay, and Batila. I'm about to call you something else. Oh,
I'm gonna call you no mic.
Right. Oh, yeah, I took the wrong mic down.
I'm gonna call you mute.
I've been muting people though.
Radio.
So just a little history for you guys, since Vatila didn't know. That is the group Jodeci singing background my father. She,
oh, you didn't know who that was?
She didn't know that was Jodeci.
What?
I'm bad with that type
that's
of
the,
thing.
That's the breakout.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, now I'm hearing this baby, yeah, now yeah. I know who it is. I would have heard that earlier.
Well, they were singing, well, they was trying to get a deal.
Man.
You remember the video? They was all on one mic. They was all around one mic. the biggest vein in KC neck, boy, we getting a deal today. Like, you know, they went to the studio, they was ready. They had their step, you thought I was stepping, they was going fast. They had big old pants, where they was sweating.
The Jodeci boots.
Man, they had, right, Jodeci boots, the tongue was hanging, yeah, they had shirts on. Yeah. Them niggas was hot.
Boy. They had them Jodeci boots, them black shiny boots.
Yeah, Charlie Numbers Puffy was like working them, huh? It did, didn't it? That was, that was Puffy putting them to work.
Hey, that's, I like that.
Oh, that's not the
that time?
No, it ain't that time.
Waiting on Chuck to get here.
So, we're back. Yeah. We had a guest that was supposed to be scheduled for 9:45, but we're still here.
And that's what's up.
Well, in the meantime, I can provide some things. Go to TilaTV.com.
What you doing on TilaTV?
Of course, the song is out. A bunch of information about me, a bunch of drops. The one song that came out,
is it
Tila apology letter.
TV.com or Tila.tv?
No, TilaTV.com.
Okay.
It's TilaTV on Facebook, on Twitter, all the major platforms. Yeah, so apology letter is up there, and the new single will be coming out pretty soon.
What's the name of that single?
The single is called N-Word. It was an exclusive a couple weeks ago.
I remember that one.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yep. I got one for y'all today because I was out shopping the other day, and it's a lot of people that's done lost a lot. They done lost family members, they done lost jobs, all kinds of stuff. So the song Sunshine, I think it's uplifting and it'll make some people happy. It's pretty much about just taking a negative and trying to flip it into a positive. You're not the only one that's going through, so don't think you in it by yourself. There's always sunshine on the other side. So, I think this one is gonna be like a lifetime song. Like, you know, songs like from Michael Jackson and all that stuff. You can play it forever.
Not like a lifetime movie.
That's what I thought you thought was a lifetime movie.
Okay. We can turn it into a movie though.
Yeah. It can get there. Make the soundtrack.
Oh, for sure. Tila TV. T-E-A-L-A. Or is it? Yep, Tila TV. Or Tila Fields TV. Which one is it, Charlie?
Is that it?
Louis Diamond. Yep, that's it. Tila TV. And the brand is the Bluest Diamond. Yep.
So we're going to play, we're going to listen to Sunshine?
Yep, another sneak peek exclusive to get you feeling good early this morning. All right. Yes, mixtape. See it. Here we go. Sunshine.
This is Sunshine by
you,
Batila.
By me, Batila Fields. Let me know in the comments how y'all like it and how it make you feel on the inside.
I'm bubbling right now.
Fly's bubbling right now. Turn your radios up and listen to Sunshine.
Happy Hour song.
Bye.
got in the land. All right,
I tell you, I feel like I'm a happy hour. A little shot. Hey.
That could happen.
I feel like it's about to come back in and take it in. There it is. Yep.
Shout out to Shandig for the arrangement.
Oh, right. Shandig.
Yeah.
I like it. That's all like a...
The vocal arrangement.
That's all like a Layla Hathaway, Lettucey, just a nice little soul vibe. And
who did the who track?
Something off of YouTube.
Really? Nice what? Track.
Yeah.
It was a nice... I mean, it came together nice. I like when that happens.
Absolutely.
The vocals, the arrangement, the track. Yeah.
Is that streaming on all platforms? You can just send it to me, because I got to have that.
Yes.
Y'all can't get that yet, but I'm about to get that.
Like Nairi was saying, it's good music to start your day.
Yeah.
Just look up to the sky. Everything going to be all right.
Yeah. Just got a little feel. That's sort of like living my life like it's golden feel. I like that.
Awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I like that vibe.
That'll be coming positive. Up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Feel good music. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll make, that kind of music make you strut, not walk.
Oh. Yeah.
Strut. You get your little strut, dude.
Like how Shay was saying, that Cornish hen strut.
Can't nobody Cornish tell you strut. Nothing. I'm all right, all right, all right. I'll tell you nothing.
Dude, I wish I could get that video. My baby girl in the back seat jamming to it. Had her little facial expressions, everything. We was cracking up.
That's what's
shout out to Jocelyn June.
It sounded like you had fun making it too.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and it was definitely inspirational to me because at that point when I was recording it, I was going through hell.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay, I need something more upbeat, something I can listen to when I have them down moments. And there was sunshine.
How was it working with Shannon in the studio? I heard he's a tyrant.
He's a bit strict.
Yeah.
he'll piss you off, but it's all in love.
Right. I mean, send the results, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all in love, but it was a couple times I just wanted to be like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm gone. But I'm glad he was just like, no, okay, let's try this again.
Right.
And we got the songs done.
That's
what's
up. Yeah.
So that's it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it in the end.
He works hard in the studio himself, so he expects that out of everybody that he works with, and the end results is, you know, is a good song, a nice put together song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially when you put your name on something,
I heard something too. That's why I was wondering.
When you put your name on something, you don't want
the door's unlocked. So.
You expect perfection.
Yeah.
You want to go check the door?
Sure.
I'm
gonna
go
check just in case. I can hear myself.
Yeah, seems like you want to
talk amongst ourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves.
Well, so what's up with those Ohio State? No, I'm just kidding. I'm the last person to talk about sports. I'd be like, yeah, they made the 20 yard line in basketball. You'd be like, what?
Oh wow, that bad, huh?
Real bad. I try to learn, but the issue with learning that is don't nobody want to talk during basketball, football, unless they know what you're talking about.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, knocking the shelf
open. No.
I thought I left it unlocked or open.
It was just unlocked.
Yeah. Come on right on in. We'll discriminate.
Yeah, you're not. That should just say boom. We got the boom click in the building. Boom. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
What's that?
T Diamond and Young Chuck. Young Chuck, what's up, man?
I'm liking
what's going on with y'all?
Chillin',
man. I'm a big fan of the show. I couldn't wait to be on here, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? For real.
I think it's connected, though.
Y'all together? Yeah, that's a big problem.
Man, you know, I'm trying to support. You know what I mean? Shout out my boy, Chief.
Go grab your mic.
Put the mic a little closer to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's mic stand heavy. Jeez.
Ain't it? Yeah.
Y'all need some AC in here, man. Dang.
You hot?
On. Yeah, a little bit, man. I'm good.
Oh, why ain't your mic working?
Hold on.
Cold outside. What's going on, y'all? What's going on
with y'all?
You chilling,
man.
Working.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Young Chuck Diamond been here I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
For sure. So what's up with you? What brings you into the building?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to do a little press run, man. For real, for real. Me and the homies, we got some videos out right now. He got F up the money. Yeah. You know, my dude just dropped
for
God.
You
can't do that. And I just dropped Cutie Pie. We about to drop this trailer for Big Bands today. Ooh. We ain't dropped it yet, but we doing it today. That's a group collaboration between me and him.
I ain't even know about that one.
Yeah, so, you know, because I control the visuals. I got a film company called Trap Cinematics. Holla at me for some videos. You know, I'm doing that too. I'm also, you can't just rap now. You know what I mean? Right, nowadays, yeah. You got to do more than just rap. That's you know what I mean? So.
You gotta have multiple streams.
Yeah, for sure.
Multiple business.
And me and the homie D Untouchable, my other business partner, one third of Boom Click, we dropping No Feelings. You know, him and him, D Untouchable and
you. Yeah, we got an album coming out called Boom Click West. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, we got Boom Click, you know what I mean? We got, you know how like Death Row had Death Row East, West, you know what I'm saying? We come with the Boom Click West, you know what I'm saying? We both from the West Side, it's gonna be hard. We're gonna put TC on and you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Can't do a Boom Click West without my boy.
He didn't even tell me.
Yeah, you know, he a celebrity sometimes. He just texted me too, acting bougie.
This dude text me yesterday talking about bring me a bottle. And you know what he dropped off to me?
What?
One of them little daddies you know. Hold on. It was Fireball. Fireball. I said, man, what the
game of sampling.
So what you gonna do with that?
But you know what? It was a thought that counts because it was a gift and I was grateful.
I was about to say, because you were just saying.
Because you know he's gonna watch this and he's gonna call us somebody.
he might call it on the show right now. I didn't even know you was gonna check it. We done hung out a couple times. That's all.
Yeah. I'm tripping.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, man. It's all right, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, I'm low key. I'm the guy in the behind the scenes. I come out when I want to. You feel me?
Yeah. He said, did I regift you? No, I didn't regift it, Charlie Numbers.
That'd be a decent regift, though.
Nah,
that'd be a good regift.
It's in
there, chilling.
Damn, I got a whole hoodie on, man, and everything. Damn,
that's enough. It's the light, man. It's hot here.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a different type of December this year, man. I don't know why it's so hot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's weird.
Heat ain't on, is it?
No, it's not.
I got a hoodie on. Okay. I shouldn't have did that. That was a bad idea. Hey, don't come to 419 Grind stacked like this. Do not do that.
Yeah,
but, I got plenty of hoodies. I can't even wear them.
Man, I got the Boom Click one on right now. We selling those. We got plenty of merch. We got hats.
What's
Boom Click hoodie? You know, this the one I work in though, so I ain't gonna really take it off. Okay. You know what I mean? But I got plenty of these. We got plenty of these on deck. Come on.
Where they can get y'all merch at?
Click shirts, just holler at me. Just get at me on any of my socials. 23T Diamond on Instagram. T Diamond Boom Click on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of handling the merch department, the fashion department. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He got the sound, the visuals. You know what I'm saying?
I got a whole little camp going.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up.
For sure.
Man, y'all shining around. Y'all selling y'all charms too? Is that part of y'all merch?
Hey, somebody just asked me that. I'm like, man, you got to have the bread, though.
I had a bread to get it, you know?
Yeah, man. You that big of a fan, you want a piece, man.
It's
going to cost you.
It's
going to cost you.
It's going to cost you.
Hey, we walk around like the 50 boys walk around with the chains.
Boom.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I ain't going to lie, though. I seen this picture the other day of these slaves and chains, and then I just thought about myself. But, you know, at the same time, though, like, I don't know where that come from. Do y'all know where that come from?
Yeah, you know
from?
What I'm saying? Like, I thought I heard, you know, that's what the kings used to wear, you know what I mean, back in Africa, you know what I'm saying? The jewelry and the drug.
They try to flip it and say, they say it's the chains. Like, no, it's not the chains. It's the gold that they wore in
it's
Africa.
It's the gold. It's the mineral. It's the precious mineral.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even if it was a chain, you know, black people chains don't look good. You have one of rusty chains.
Right. You know, we're going to flip everything.
Right. So can you polish your chains up, please, bro?
I want y'all to see his
glasses. No, Silas, can you shine him up? Slave
with one of his glasses.
That's a Silas.
No, I'm most definitely one of my live to see his glasses. Them different. I'm messing
with them. Oh, yeah. I'm messing with them glasses. Exactly. Yeah, them lit. Them lit.
Kanye
them definitely style, lit, man. So, yeah, man. So,
you sent us some music.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Did you?
Did I?
You did. I got it right here.
Yeah.
On Spotify. 419 come up. You got Let's Ride. Yeah. You got From the Bottom.
So I got a plaque presented from my label on that that Trap Love. We did real good on the streams and everything. You know what I mean? So, you know, The first year, it's been out about a year now.
You got an award for it?
Yeah, from my label. You That's know what I mean? A little plaque, a little gold.
Recognition?
Recognition. Yeah, keep, sure. You know, keep
little,
you going.
That's good. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. So,
you should have brought it in shoulders.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah, that's an accolade.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. For real, though, like, Boom Click, man, we got incredible fans, man. Yeah. Like, they on and off. It's really hard because we've been doing it over 10 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, longer than that individually, but.
For sure.
Together as it's like a marriage. Yeah. We've been together for 10 years. Yeah. The crew.
That's what's up. Know, sometimes that time.
Right, you feel me? But like time. Man, the fans, man. We man, they like they always been showing love. They like really want to see us make it.
Yeah, y'all got you some shows coming up around here, so?
Yeah, I got one in Fremont coming on the 31st.
Okay. New Year's Eve joint?
Yeah, New Year's Eve joint. We gonna see, you know, we gonna try to bring some of the new recruits.
I'm gonna be
down there and just see what they can do.
New recruits, like new rappers, new singers.
We got this Boomerverse, so you know she speaks.
Yeah.
Like artists like her. Like she part of the roster now. Oh, you know
she
what
bad.
I mean? Yeah, and she nice.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. She got a new video that I shot that's coming out called Lady Buzz Anthem. This is gonna be this her comeback, you feel me? Like
she
never
she
been
speaks.
Nowhere, but she you know, I mean, she never went nowhere, but
yeah.
this her song that's gonna put her on the map.
It's her time.
I feel, yeah, you feel me?
That's,
yeah.
So,
that's the Boom Chick. This yeah. Boom Click, that's Boom Chick.
Oh. Hey. Oh shoot, y'all gotta get some shirts
big
and stuff
boom.
Made.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah,
big boom. Yeah.
Make it work.
Get some lace fronts and shit. Have mm-hmm. Boom Chick.
Yeah.
Make them bundles. You know, we'll buy that shit too.
Boom, right. Boom Chick bundles.
So I want to play one of your songs. What song should I play?
Cutie Pie. I just dropped a video for that. And it's real cute. It's grown and sexy. It ain't like real like
vulgar.
Yeah.
I put
know,
your legs up. I'm going
yeah,
in. I'm
yeah.
hammering you up against the wall. Look at you in your eyes.
We got videos. We got videos like that.
I'm pretty sure y'all do.
Yeah, we definitely do, but this ain't that, you know.
After you want something for the grown and sexy.
Yeah.
Classy.
Yeah, it's something my mama can watch and be like, good, son.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, Gregory, when did y'all do that video?
I actually shot it a year ago. I just released it, though.
You shot it here in Toledo?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up.
A year ago. It takes that long sometimes to release a project, though, when you got so much going on in between time.
Trust me.
I'm a studio engineer. I own a film company. We run a label. And I'm an artist. So,
that's
my plate is full.
But you're doing it.
Yeah.
That's all that
yeah.
matters.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody want video or visual, anything done, where can they hit you up?
You can hit me up on YoungChuck1 on Instagram or Trap Cinematic Films on Instagram or just hit me up on my Facebook. You know what I mean? A lot of my relationships is like direct.
Right.
Like, because
right.
I've been rapping so long, I just took some of my friendships and relationships and turned it into, you know, hey, I got a film company, holla at me, you know, I'm taking this serious.
Sure. Hey, and he official, know? He shot all, but yeah, all of my videos over the last year, you know, I've been going hard, I've been dropping a lot of music, he shot all the videos. Probably made about 50% of
we
the beats.
We need to work on shooting a local movie. I talked to you about that.
Man, I've been trying to do that, but nobody got the script.
Hold on, right now.
I can write it for you.
You got a script?
I was going to do some video right now. Got it loaded up for you.
We can write this.
Go ahead and introduce the song.
Yo, this Young Chuck, Cutie Pie off my new album, Trap Love. Check it out. Boom.
Girl, you fucking with a thug. I'm so addicted, you my drug. You make a thug fall in love when I'm in it like. You's a cutie pie. All the things I do for you and I. Had to leave that land cause he ain't do you right. If you touch my baby, you gon' lose your life. Lose your life. You's a cutie pie. Us against the world, yeah, that's you and I.
Everybody dropping hard rap songs and I was singing them mine.
I be looking at you naked like, girl, I'm so fortunate. Maybe you's a cutie pie. Make me wanna brag on you. Make me buy a jack for you. Baby girl, you too fine. Make me wonder why your ex wasted your time. Name is cutie pie. You the baddest. You a bad chick, way above average. Anytime that I want it, I can have it.
video? Oh, okay. What they seeing right now? Us or the video?
Y'all.
They seeing us?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Yeah, got a rep there. Boom.
My man said, make you wish you was a homeless chick.
You smoking like a Newport. Time I'll blow the whistle like too short. And you love it.
You know, I had to. And you know, I owe too short some money because I had to, I sampled it. Well, I look like I just woke up. But you fucking with a G. And you the only snack I want to eat.
You cutie pie. Oh, you don't got one of these?
If you touch my baby, you gon' lose your life. Lose your life. Cutie pie. Hey, you can already sing along to it by the third hook.
I'm scared of cutie pies.
Right.
Why you scared of?
By a jag, you know, whew, that's too cute for me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I wanted to come up here with some hardcore rap stuff. Me and him just dropped the album, actually, after the Trap Love album. We dropped Bangers and Bars
Bangers
together.
And Bars.
Tell him why the city wanted to hear the album. I didn't tell the story 100 times.
You know what I'm saying? The city, like, we ain't even named the album. We was in an interview, and my homie Fifth, shout out Fifth Element, he was like, yo, man, you know, the city been waiting on an album from you, you know, Dime, you know what I mean? Because I've been known for, like, the bar slogan or whatever. And, you know, Chuck been known for the sound of the city, man. He produced, like, you produced the Mud Massacres. He produced a lot of big tracks here, you know what I'm saying?
The female ones, the male ones, every one of them, I did them.
So he was just like, man, y'all got to just drop this album, Bangers and Bars.
I remember the Mud Massacres.
Yeah, I'm a producer, so I left that out. I do that most of the time. I'm a producer, you know what I mean? I didn't produce for Crazy Bone, Wiz Khalifa, 2 Chainz, Gucci Mane, man, the list keep going. I'm forgetting somebody. Who do it? The white boy from 3-6?
Lil White.
I made something for him. He actually went on tour off the single, off the beat I made.
Wow.
That's what's up.
That track was man,
there's somebody else. Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Yeah,
who?
Something for Mike Jones. He got a video to it and everything. So, I know I'm leaving somebody out, but. Oh, Travis Porter.
Okay.
Travis Porter. They was hot back in the day. I got them, like, when Make It Rain came out. Like, I met them at Frank Wright's studio. Sir Major, the little albino dude, and doing all the activist stuff. Nah, he used to be my manager back in the day.
T-Page.
So he looked that up after a show, man. I mean, I'm a student of this hip-hop stuff, man. Like, I'm really part of Toledo history. Like, every part of it.
I really
feel like that. Like, we done did the impossible here. You feel me? So, you know.
Time to put Toledo on the map.
Right, It's our time. It's
too much talent here. Too much.
It's too much talent. I love what y'all doing, too. Like,
man,
we was just saying that. Like, this is an incredible platform. Incredible platform. And people need to take more, you know, access to it.
Because,
like, y'all up next. Like, if y'all ain't got now, y'all up next for sure. Like, I mess with y'all show. Every time I see, like, a picture or, like, a video, I watch the whole thing. It's interesting. It's just like watching The Breakfast Club at this point. You feel me? So,
hey,
I just
salute
to
staying
y'all
consistent, too.
Yeah, consistency is key.
It's hard to keep something.
I'm about to say, it's
hard to keep something local and up and running. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how I know your vision is bigger than locally. You know what I'm saying? So,
appreciate that. Yeah.
I mean, and we bigger than like we got viewers all over.
For sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the great thing about the internet.
Yeah.
And people reach out from all over. They reach out about y'all artists that come in and all that. So, you know.
That's a beautiful thing about it. Like, our reach is beyond Toledo. So that means the artists that come on can get seen by people in Canada, like Texas or California. So that's the best thing about what we do.
Hey, put this on that thing right there. Oh. I got an Android. Don't laugh.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell
I'm okay. Android.
All my kids got iPhones. That's why I got an Android. No, I'm just playing.
So the song is called Cutie Pie?
Cutie Pie is the new single right now. I just started to do something different. The whole Trap Love album is an R&B rap album. You know what I mean? I've been doing rap forever. I did a couple R&B records. No, put it up. Up, like, upward. Is it falling down?
These instructions. You ain't on the camera, though.
I'm not?
Mm-hmm. You got to turn it sideways to get a wider view.
I don't know. I got some viewers on there, though. They watching.
Yeah, you can just share this, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I got this thing called True Reality, right? It's my, like, independent little reality show that I got that I've been doing for, like, almost 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, when everybody, like, it used to be weird to pull out a camera. Mm. Like, we be in the hood, you pull out a camera, like, big dudes is looking at you crazy.
Right. Everything
seen.
Live now.
I knew the video wave was coming. I knew it 10 years ago. I knew the video wave was coming. So, like, I've been documenting since then.
Ain't that something?
Hey, but no, y'all really got to check out those True Realities. Like, we got everybody on there.
No, like, I mean, it's like, crazy. Everybody's I got some posts on there before he passed. Like, everybody's on there. But what I'm mentioning, if... Because, like, I might take a clip off this and put it in there.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I might do that.
Yeah, that's dope, though.
Yeah.
See, people say that, but Kanye had cameras follow him around the whole time. And then, what was that, 20-plus years?
Yeah.
And then saw the documentary on Netflix.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's his whole career, he had cameras follow him, record, and then he done put together a documentary, and now what, 30, 40, $60 million?
Man, I was about to say, they had to give him $100 for it.
Yes. That's
crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, you got a timeline or something, though, where you can show it.
Show the growth. Show where you went from where you is then to now. Like, it's incredible.
It's like on our YouTube page. If you go back to when the show first started, just watch. So much,
sure, man.
Yeah, so much difference.
Like, wow.
Watch the quality get better. Yeah,
right. The quality got better. The shows got better. You know what I mean? Like, everything gets better. Like, growth is, it's like, it's part of success. Like, if you don't grow, if you still sitting at the same spot, look. Let me scratch that. Look, if you put a shark in a fish tank, it won't outgrow the fish tank.
Right.
Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can get a great white shark, put it in your fish tank, it will not outgrow the fish tank.
It's not going to get bigger than its habitat.
It's not going to get bigger than its environment.
Right. Wow.
You have to go to a bigger environment. You have to move. You have to be more like, to be successful, you have to go expand your horizon. Yeah, you got to, man. So, yeah, that's what it's all about.
Wow. Told him to share it.
Oh, yeah.
share this, y'all. If y'all watching, share it.
So how can people find you on social media and your music on online?
Well, you can get it on Spotify, Young Chuck, or, you know, I'm on all platforms, Young Chuck. Y-U-N-G. A lot of people still doing the Y-O-U-N-G.
Right, yeah.
That's Y-U-N-G, please.
Young, Y-U-N-G.
Like, they'll share my link and then say my name with an O in it, and clearly on the link it say you.
Just mess everything up. You know? It's like when you get the blood of the seed coming in your mouth or something. It's trauma. You know,
boss.
Young Chuck.
Boss. Oh, I ain't letting that slide.
No, Young Chuck won on IG, and you know, that's pretty much it. You know, unless you, all the Facebook users, I'm Devon Bailey on there. They didn't got me. I don't know why somebody was hating on me. They need to change my name.
They reported your name
twice.
How many times you change your name?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I usually drop a new name.
I drop a new name once a year.
But he's the only one that that get away with changing his name.
Every time.
I'm the one. No, I'm glad.
Yeah, he do. They got
going into 2022, I'm Big Boom. Big Boom is the new name, y'all. Big Boom.
Uh-oh. Y'all hear me?
Uh-oh.
Shout out BSF.
Y'all need to shout out y'all jeweler who got y'all here shining.
Man. Hey, well, I want to shout out my mans, you know what I'm saying? I never really, jewelry, you know what I'm saying, ain't really my thing, but Young Chuck, man, you know what I'm saying? I know he hate when I do this, man, but.
Don't.
Nah, I won't. I ain't gonna do it.
You bought your own pieces. These the new pieces right here.
The big bones. Honestly, yeah, these were gifts,
though.
Y'all
been seeing the boom clip with the big boom, too.
Yeah, the big boom. That's what I'm going by next year, man. One of my favorite rappers right now, Benny the Butcher. I was at one of his shows, and you know what I mean? One of his entourage dudes seen me, and they seen the boom click chain, the one he had got us. And he was like, oh, boom click. All right, Big Boom. He said, I'm going to call you Big Boom. So, you know what I mean? That's the new name I'm rolling with this year. Big Boom.
Me too. I'm going to call myself Big Boom.
Like, yeah, Big Boom. I'm like, if I got the nickname from them, I'm running with it, man. It's official. I'm hip hop. I'm locked. But yeah, man. For sure.
Big Boom.
Y'all see that versus with I know y'all seen that versus with Bone Thugs and them.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. It's a good that, man, we need more stuff like that for hip. That was entertaining. Our dude actually went there like
only Ohio dudes though, man.
Right, only Ohio
dudes. We had a Toledo cat in the building though, our other one third of our crew. The Untouchable, he went there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Around his birthday time,
the video,
right?
Yeah. A million views
so,
on that.
It's crazy. So he was, he went live there, so he caught the fight live or whatever. So I took his little clip and put it on my Facebook.
Did it go viral?
Man 1.3 mil. Now, I wish it was Bill, but 1.3 mil right now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That was awesome.
That's great. Off some original content. You know, content is almost gold nowadays.
Yeah, content is everything.
In the digital era. So. Right.
Who would the Boom Click versus local?
Who would the Boom Click? Listen, we got a song called Boom Click versus everybody. Boom Click versus anybody. Like I was just listening to that song this morning. Like, don't do that to me, bro. I'm competitive. Don't do that. Boom Click versus anyone. You know what I'm saying? Whoever.
Well, yeah. The rap game is a competitive game anyway, so that's why I brought it out with the versus season. Everybody wants to do versus. Like, I was thinking we would do a local versus. Who would draw anybody, huh?
Yeah, I contribute to so many artists. Like, behind the scenes, I be realizing some of these cats, like, they just different. Like, we real students of this, man. Yeah. And then when I see them, I be like, man, he's still learning. She's still learning.
The passion ain't there. Like, what is it?
Like, it's just the education ain't there. That they don't be knowing this is a business.
Right.
You know, like, that it's fun to them. Right. This is a business.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't think people are aware of that. They'll say they better than somebody, but your stats ain't there.
Right.
You know, you'll get 100,000 views on a video, but can't get 500 people at a show.
Like an ego trip. Right.
I don't understand that. We always been about the ticket sales, man, and the shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, being viral is dope. But I'd rather, you know, get the money at the door.
Hold on, numbers. He talking about versus
numbers
music group. That would be that would be a good one.
Charlie Numbers calling y'all out.
Music group.
Word.
Y'all the man.
You know, y'all know we live, so we can't say nothing disrespectful. I don't want to say nothing disrespectful.
I'm not down, because I'm a part of that group.
Okay, I didn't say nothing disrespectful.
I didn't see who.
Well, hey, if you're a part of the group, I accept. No. I accept the challenge. Let's do it.
But
let's
see, I sing. I don't rap. Okay. Y'all got me on that one.
Numbers Music Group.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be some fun.
Hey, man, we can do whatever.
It'll be fun.
Let's set it up. It'll be good hip hop. You know what I mean? We might can start something.
Yeah,
start
sure.
a little trend worldwide, you know
Heck
what I mean?
Yeah.
Started from our city and other people copy it, you know?
Yeah. So you sing, you do music?
Yes.
Okay, you don't know who that is?
Petila Fields.
We gotta tap in. I ain't even heard her, but I could just tell.
No,
she
that's
dope.
That's a celebrity. My bad name. Let me put her on camera real quick.
Boom, run my views up.
How you doing, y'all? Shoot.
All right.
I got to get some videos.
You got something for us, Petila?
As far as?
Got some words of wisdom for us before we go?
Words of wisdom. Okay.
Why don't you put that together? Tell them where they can find you at, T-Diamond.
Hey, y'all can find me at 23 T-Diamond. You know what I mean? Big Boom is the new name. Make sure y'all
Big
go.
Boom. Big Boom.
You know what I mean? I'm going to change my name too on Facebook. They're going to let me get away with it too, Jesse. You know?
I'm about to change your name on my phone right now. Big Boom.
Big Boom. Yeah, you know, but yeah, 23 T Diamond, or just look me up on just T Diamond on all music platforms. You know, Hudson Sun, my album, Bangers the Bars, the album. Man, we gonna
shout out this year.
Shout out to that new single with you and Andre McCullough.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah. I just dropped a new single, me and Andre.
Yeah, y'all did that at the
at the agenda. Yeah. For Dro.
Yeah.
He most definitely shot the video. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to keep everything in-house.
He shot the video. I did the artwork for the.
He did the artwork. Ooh, hey, you right. He did do the artwork. Listen, man.
Whoever did this, you did both of them. The one that was moving?
No.
He did the cartoon.
The cartoon was fire.
He did the cartoon.
That was fire. I didn't even gonna attempt to be a graphic designer after I saw that. I said, you know what? This ain't my lane. I'm going to stand
here. He came through in the clutch. I was frustrated. Like, man, I need some hard work. He came through in the clutch, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That was fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. F up the money.
Hey.
Well, I got one. 7 rules of life.
Talk that.
Smile. It always works out in the end. Be kind. Don't give up. Don't compare. Avoid negativity. Make peace with your past. Take care of your mind and body. And I'm going to add an 8th one.
Uh-oh.
Always stay on your grind.
Right. Yeah.
Always never give up. Got to. Now, I thought this was Thankful Thursday, so.
It is Thankful Thursday.
I'm going to start it off with.
Oh, just dropped another bomb. I'm sorry.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm thankful for being able to learn this because this was an experience for me.
Is it hard?
It's starting to get easier.
No, be honest, because people think that you get on this thing and do this every day like it's easy. Like it, when I first start doing this, I hated it.
Yeah,
because I'm not in front of the camera guy. I'm behind the scenes guy, just like you.
Sure. You got the voice for it though.
Yes, that's all I got.
That's all I got. The credit card.
All right. But, you like it now though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I love it now. Yeah.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Nah.
Right. You know?
I'm new at this. This is what, like my third show, mm-hmm. third time ever doing something like this. It's definitely an experience, and it helps with future.
It does.
Endeavors.
Right. It helps a lot. Yeah.
And when you're like with people that know you, be like, oh, you can do it. I can go there and do it.
Right.
You know what
you
want
to do? Nah, it's easy as it looks.
Nah, I know it ain't. Y'all got to be on y'all stuff at all times.
All times. Yeah, yeah.
All times.
Like you thinking of something to say right when. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it's fun though. This for an hour.
Yeah.
After that, I start.
Yeah. It's fun. I can't say the most part. And like I said, I'm thankful for y'all even giving the opportunity for me to learn this area. I'm always up for new stuff.
Yeah.
We appreciate you accepting the challenge. Because some people don't accept the challenge.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna challenge you to use that microphone every time you talk. Every time you talk, I'm gonna challenge you to use that microphone.
I keep telling you, give me a lapel.
No, I ain't no lapel.
This is stuck right here.
This is radio. Yeah, that's what you do on radio.
Lapel.
No, that's what you do on radio. You get stuck in front of the mic and you talk to the mic. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you for accepting the challenge to be here with me because, for real, the days that I was by myself, I was like, damn, man, I see how important she is, or just important having a co-host.
Yes.
Because the other day we did it, we was like, man, we gotta have a female in here.
Yeah,
man.
Balance
out the energy.
Get a female's opinion, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And I love being the artists that come through here that I don't know. The ones I do know, I appreciate just rekindling the business owners and everybody that I meet coming through here.
Yeah.
All the connections and the networking. Because we want to show people that we can all work together.
Yeah.
Right.
And we got to start somewhere. So just by giving this visual shit, man, everybody working together trying to do something. At least try it. We can try it,
Yeah. And like you said, it promotes businesses because I didn't know that you did videos and photography. Nobody and I've been looking
knows.
For.
See?
I've been looking for somebody for a minute.
But that's your guy.
I got a lot of clients, but like, it's not like a. Like, the film company just got off the ground within the last year.
That shit got, and he only getting better, too. Like, we've been shooting straight for, like, a year and a half, and these videos said, getting crazy.
A movie, man, that's my next. That's on
we should work on a script.
Agenda. Yeah, a script. I need a script. You ever seen that movie, Buffed Up? Or what is it? Buffed Up?
Yeah, yeah.
Detroit movie. Yeah. I want to do something like that. Or
something
Friday
fun,
or something like
fun,
I don't want to do a movie where you killing black people.
Something fun.
I want to do it for the culture. Yeah. Man. I want to do something
fun. Chit Chat, Writer's Block is a part of a group that I'm in. We write for other artists. We write scripts. I act and write also. So we definitely can link up and get some work
let's
done.
Let's talk because I got some ideas in my head. So.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I got a Netflix ready camera. That's what made me buy it.
Oh, you got the 8? You got the 8? The red? The 8.
No, I don't got a red. I can shoot an AK, but
it's time to talk tech.
There's no point in shooting in 8K. You can shoot in 4K. It's just as good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Most people can't tell the difference between 8K and 4K.
You can't. Yeah. You can't unless you go look at, like, you get close to the screen.
Look, that's that videographer stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Man, and it took about a year of education on it. You got to know frames per second, ICO, shutter speed, white balance.
Yep.
What are you talking over there, boy?
Yeah.
Student.
Real student.
But hey, on some real stuff, it make you feel good to know the craft, don't it?
Yeah, for sure.
And study to show yourself approved, so you know what you're talking about.
Right. I kind of fell in it like 10 years ago. I just picked up a PowerShot Canon. Wow. And just was walking around
Power
with
shot.
Power shot. You feel me? So you know it's old. You know what I mean? Back in the day, I just been walking around the hood just showing everything off. Back then, like when you was rapping, if you said it, you kind of had to live it. So we was kind of showing.
Right, yeah.
You
right.
know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, man. I'd be embarrassed to look at some of them old videos. Like, my kids be like, Dad, you did
but
this.
But it's history,
like,
though, yeah. Yeah. It's part of your history.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
part
is,
of your growth. Yeah.
That's for sure.
I just want to say I'm thankful for all the artists and all the business owners that come through every day and support. Thank you for our supporters, though. Like, without the supporters, we wouldn't be a show.
Absolutely.
So I'm thankful for Toledo and everybody else that supports us outside of Toledo. Charlie Numbers, Robin Jones, Jay Rayford, Salora, Clemmy, what up? Jason, Donetta Carter, anybody who tunes in every day, I'm thankful for y'all. So, yeah, I'm ready to go. It's 10:30.
Yeah. It's time to eat.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so shout out to our sponsors: Hotbox. Mud City Entertainment, J. Russ Jennings, Sasha Denise,
Sasha,
you adopt Lucas County,
Freedom,
Social Butterfly.
Hey, Miss Carter, you forgot Swan.
Hey, I'm getting to a Swan and Swan.
People shout.
Old Henry's Kitchen on Wheels.
Rolling.
Little Tots Transportation.
Skirt, skirt.
Beat, beat.
A Servant's Heart.
Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Stand up.
Healthy Spot Nutrition.
Hey.
Hit the spot.
Purple Hearts.
Purple Rain.
Gang Gang.
Miss D's Kitchen.
Chicken Wings and Things.
Oh. Dr. Shiva Billions.
Make it rain. Make it rain.
And Mud Made.
Save 20% or get 20% off. I'ma get it. I'ma get this thing.
Drop for y'all.
Get 20% off mudmade.com. Use promo code 419GRIND. Get 20% off the entire site. Yes. Fill up your stockings with some mudmade.com merch. You also can get a 419GRIND merch at 419GRIND.com/shop to be a guest.
To be a guest, send your info to info@419grind.com. Do not inbox us on Facebook. Please don't do that.
My bad.
Set my bad.
If you inbox us on Facebook, we're gonna tell you to send us an email to info@419grind.com.
Don't send us your email address.
Right.
I told somebody to send us their email. They sent me the email address.
Or don't just say I see.
I bet y'all get some
I rap.
Man.
What's the craziest thing y'all ever heard, though? I'm just curious.
Y'all need to have me on y'all show. I rap. That's what they say.
Straight like that.
Yeah. Say like
I'm
that.
I'm number one in the city.
Yeah. Somebody said that.
Number one in the city, get me on the show.
And he came on the show and was sitting there like a quiet mouse.
He was not as rowdy as his emails was. He wasn't aggressive as none of them.
Well, before we go again, boom, click in the house. Where can they reach y'all? Facebook,
Devon Bailey, Instagram, Young Chuck One. We got Spotify's. You can just type in Boom Click, Young Chuck, T Diamond, The Untouchable.
Y'all got history.
Yeah.
You probably put in BO and they come in for them.
Make sure y'all go to Tila TV on Facebook, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify, YouTube, all those. Check out all of these artists in Toledo, because we ain't going to be in Toledo for too long.
Right. That's the goal.
It's about to
blow
up. Have a good day,
y'all. That's it. Yeah.
All right. See y'all next time.
Peace.
Yo. Come
on. Man, listen.
I need a feast.
And some steak.
I need a feast.